All right, and we're back. We're up to the 1970s and listening to jazz fusion. We just heard some of the John McLaughlin Mahavishnu Orchestra. We're going to move a little sideways to Chick Corea and Return to Forever. Chick Corea was a Miles Davis alumni. He played on a couple of Miles' later albums, the ones that got a little bit into the avant-garde and jazz rock fusion. But Chick Corea in himself has become kind of an institution. There are countless musicians who today we think of as mainstream jazz performers who kind of got their starts playing with Chick Corea. One of them would be maybe bassist Stanley Clark, a drummer by the name of Lenny White, Al Di Meola. There's a whole nother guys, John Patitucci and Dave Weckl. All these guys spent times playing in Chick Corea's band. A couple of things about Chick's music, even maybe a little bit more so than John McLaughlin's music, is it has kind of an orchestral feel to it at times. These recordings were really slickly made, especially the last two I'm going to play today. These are what we might call real studio recordings, where there was a lot of overdubbing, a lot of punching in and out to fix little mistakes and things like that. But this is virtuosic music, just playing the music before you even get a chance to take a solo, even more so than playing some of these bebop heads. These things were very technically demanding. These groups would rehearse for 6 hours a day for months before they would go out on the road. I remember seeing this band in particular a couple of times, and they were playing music from the second album I'm going to play, and they played about an hour and a half of this music, all of it from memory, and the music was very complex. You know, it wasn't like playing a blues or something like that. Even when you were taking solos, there were these through-composed sections underneath. So that's one of the things we're going to listen to. The guys in this band are a unique set of guys because the guitar player is definitely a very heavy-duty rock guitarist. Stanley Clark, in addition to being a great upright player, spent a lot of time in rock bands, in Philadelphia rock bands and funk bands and things like that. And the drummer, Lenny White, is another real funk-style drummer who came to jazz. You know, he didn't expand his jazz playing into funk. He expanded his funk playing into jazz. So we're going to listen to four selections by Return to Forever. We're going to listen to a tune called Day Ride. Then we're going to listen to a nice little ballad, Where Have I Known You Before? And then from the album Romantic Warrior, which to me is one of the classic jazz rock fusion albums, we're going to hear The Sorcerer and Majestic Dance. So this is Return to Forever. We'll take a break. We'll be over by a little bit, but I'm going to make that up in the third and fourth segment of this hour. So here we have a little Return to Forever. We'll be right back. Play it safe and hold off on this final Return to Forever recording till after the break. So we're going to hear Majestic Dance to start off the third segment. Thanks.